And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, hour number two. Steve Horvath with me, one of our great sponsors, Gino's Auto Service, with me this hour as well. And we'll keep him as long as he wants to hang around and enjoy himself. We appreciate Steve very much. Helps me out on my show on Saturdays all too often, and I do appreciate Steve joining us. Jennifer Mackin joining us now, first guest this hour, and her website, by the way, is Jennifer Mackin. It's MACKIN.com. She's been on before. Jennifer, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I'm thankful that you want me back.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. It's always a joy having you, and you know, you talk business, I talk business. I love that particular topic, and you know, trying to help other people that are in business, you know, look forward and do the things necessary to succeed. And we've got a lot right now, as you know, that's sort of up in the air. We don't know really what even is, you know, 2021 is going to hold exactly, but people need to be prepared one way or the other.
That's right. That's right. I mean, you know, being prepared is what's going to help them through this change, is to have leaders that can drive that change and help everyone understand how they connect to it. So I absolutely think it's critical time right now.
It really is. I mean, I don't know about you, Jennifer, but we in Colorado right now, we've got some COVID shutdowns that are now starting to happen again in Colorado. We've got some announcements going out today that we've got some counties around us that will go in our world to a level 4, which is one level away from being a complete shutdown in that particular county, which means we've got 25% capacity in restaurants and, you know, lots of things that continue to be sort of ebb and flow in that world. And as business leaders and owners of businesses, you better be prepared to make sure you can make ends meet and handle those changes as they come along.
That's right. That's right. We're getting some good news around the vaccines, but I mean, it is going to take longer than any of us ever thought. And so, you know, to have leaders help understand what their direct reports need right now and adapt the organization to fit the needs of employees, I think is really critical, because there's a lot of focus on well-being that's required right now to help everyone through more change.
Yeah, and then there's going to be, I'm like you, I mean, I believe there's going to be more change coming. It's a matter of how do you handle that change? I mean, are certain things going to be permanent? Are they going to be temporal? How does it affect certain businesses? Some are going to get affected more than others. Some it's really negative. Others it's positive. I mean, there's all of these things going mm-hmm. on. And as a leader of a business, or as a leader in a business, you know, you really have to be prepared to watch all of these things. And, you know, nobody's got a crystal ball, Jennifer, but you can have common sense and look forward and say, these are the things I know I need to do and shore up and take care of. And you better be doing that.
That's right. And I think that all positions need to be re-looked at and redefined now. Okay, what does it mean to be a leader? What do we need from each level of leader, or every key role? And so if we do that now, it's going to have changed from 6 months ago,
yes,
especially a year ago, and it may change again. And if we don't do that, then leaders or employees aren't going to know what the target is. What am I heading toward? What am I trying to do?
Thank you. Yes, well said. In fact, you know, I'll go one step further. I think each one of those leaders, once that's defined, then they need to go down line depending upon what their position in the you know, in the organization actually is. Or if you're just a, you know, sole proprietor and you've got 7-8 people working for you, you've got to now look down line and say, okay, does each one of these individuals, are they bringing in the revenue and the value to the company that they need to be? Because as we head down the road, if they're not, you know, I hate to say this, Jennifer, but if not, then you better make some changes there as well.
That's right, for sure. And you know, it's like a puzzle. There's always a lot of work to be done, and now the work is different in most cases. And then there's the people doing the work, and how do we match those things together? And it's not, it sounds simple, but it's not simple. But we have to keep saying, well, what is the work that should be done? And I think that's where companies are going to really succeed right now, is if they change and think through that further and say, what's it going to take to be successful now, and make those adaptations along the way. Otherwise,
fully agree.
They're going to be stagnant. Yeah.
Fully agree. And along those lines, and we know there's folks out there listening where they've had maybe a particular business or industry where a certain amount of their workforce is working from home. Others have workforces that have to be in. You know, Steve sitting next to me runs an auto shop. Those people have to be, you know, his workers have to be in the shop. They cannot be out of the shop. You can't fix a car, you know, at home. You've got to actually physically go to a location mm-hmm. and make that happen. And so every industry has different challenges. And as leaders and owners, we've got to be able to address those challenges correctly. And your point earlier, be able to then, you know, if you would, you know, convince or how do I want to say this, dial in the folks that are underneath us to know exactly what that vision is so they've bought in and we're all on the same team moving forward.
Exactly right. And now it's about collaborating with each other and
yes.
with your direct reports and having a dialogue as opposed to what we had to do in the first quarter of this pandemic was to just say, here's the new course.
Right.
Here's where we're headed. Do
right.
you understand it? Okay, great. Let's go. And let's go quickly and let's execute well. Now it's, okay, this is going to continue. So let's have a dialogue about the best way to approach this and get everyone involved, everyone connected.
Yep.
I say go back to the strategy, go back to the mission and vision, even bigger picture than that, and get everyone reconnected.
No, sounds like you want us to be really flexible and not be so
yes.
defined in our
so
roles.
So rigid.
And you know, things we used to do that, oh, we always did it this way. Well, now we need to be flexible and thinking of ways to make it better and to
yes.
make our guys more productive.
Yes, well said.
That's right. That's right. I am saying that. And I think that those who will be taking in information from all sources about what's happening in the world and being able to say, okay, how does that apply to me, my
mm-hmm.
business, my team, and then make something different happen. And not a lot of people can do that, but those that can, they're going to win.
Yeah, and by the way, Jennifer, let me add one more layer to what we're talking about. I think especially
sure.
when you're at the top end of well, really, it doesn't make any difference whether you're at the top end or you're at the bottom end. The other thing that we should be doing in business, which I think a lot of folks forget about at times, is we got to ask the customer as well. What do they want? What are their expectations?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to try to do for them moving forward in 2021 that's looked different than the past? And how do we handle them better than we ever had before? Because ultimately, they're the ones writing the checks.
No doubt. And, you know, we're in the leadership development space, and everything we did, 100%, was face-to-face until March. And now everything is 100% virtual.
Right.
And so we had to pivot very quickly and ramp our team up to be able to adapt to that. And it was not easy. None of this is easy.
No, it's not. Because
I would say if it were easy, everyone would do it.
That's right. If it's easy, everybody would do it. And I think really, Jennifer, the one thing you and I haven't really talked much about, but I think it's really key for businesses to really think through, and that is not because of any fault of our own. In most cases, it's not the fault of a particular business, but new habits in society are being formed as we speak. If anything, they've already been formed. They're not being formed. They have been formed. So when these habits get reformed, this, by the way, is what government, I don't think, realizes at times, is when you form, you know, when you force upon individuals new habits and those new habits are then formed and business then has to react, in some cases, certain things may never come back. And those are things that businesses really need to look closely at.
Right. And it's very difficult for most people to change, you know, even in leadership.
It
and
is.
So
you're right.
It's so easy and comfortable to go to what we know. And we don't know anything anymore. You know, it's all new. So I think we have to step out of that comfort zone of
yep.
what's known and look at it differently. Turn it on its head even.
Yes.
But that's really hard. And getting some help to do that is a great idea.
I'll use two examples. In your world, you're finding now that everything has to be done on a virtual basis. Now, even as things come back on down the road, you know, you could find yourself in some sort of a quasi mode where certain things are in person, but a lot of things are still done virtually. It depends on your customer, the client base, who you're trying to attract, and so on. You may end up with a blended version moving forward and never go back to full in person.
No, I don't believe we will. I'm estimating 50-50 at that point when it's safe to be together, because it is effective. Right now, it is working. I could argue that face to face is more important, but in some cases, virtual works.
I agree.
It's sufficient. Yeah, and so I'm doing things like looking at more digital things that are changing. Technology and
mm-hmm.
the good part of this change is technology is changing. I'm trying to keep up with it so I can say how is that going to help me with leadership development and help them learn differently, better if we are remote. So
yep.
you know it's affecting all of us.
And by the way, I've got Steve sitting over here who runs an auto shop, and I'm just thinking in the back of my mind, there are different things even, and I'll talk to Steve about this probably off air because we talk a lot. We're good friends. We talk a lot anyways, Jennifer, and that's my background. But, you know, you start talking about things that could be done virtually with customers of auto shops, which, by the way, I don't think most auto shops have thought of. There are certain things you could actually communicate with your customer by having them with a smartphone and a camera walking around the vehicle and giving you some information back as a shop owner to then determine what do I need to do next with that particular customer, which, by the way, Jennifer, I don't think an auto shop out there number at all has thought about what I just said.
I would agree.
I haven't experienced it. Have you, Steve?
We send pictures here and there. We're very lucky in our client base that everybody trusts us so good.
Right.
So we don't have to prove anything to anybody. So that I'm very lucky in that. So that's helpful. But for the people that are a little unsure, and a leak is a leak. Well, how much is a leak? A picture tells 1,000 words.
Exactly. Thank you. That's kind of where I'm going with this, Jennifer. Is that in my automotive world and that background that I've had there, we've always just relied on a customer calling, make an appointment, they show up, they drop the car off, and away they go. Well, you know, again, I think those are some of those things moving forward that shops need to look at and say, listen, maybe there's ways I can gather more information on the front side from the customer through these other various means that are now available to us. And if we don't start tapping into those, somebody else will. My competitor probably will, and I'm going to be left holding the bag if I don't move forward as well.
That's right. Right. And, you know, just getting our customers to understand our work and what we do and how we can support them in the auto industry. You know, you could say, how do we make them more comfortable?
Yes.
We're going to have to do that remotely.
That's right. We'll have
to figure that out.
Well, and that all goes back to now full circle. When we start talking about us internally and as leaders, how do we get our people to start thinking in these directions? Well, we just had a mini conversation that you would then expand, go take to your people, start getting more input from even the people that are under you, and start deciding, how do we make these necessary changes so we can be ahead of the pack business-wise and everybody else is trying to catch us rather than the other way around?
Right, and leaders can be the facilitators of all those discussions, but they certainly won't have all the answers.
Nope, they will not. No, thank you for saying that. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
They will not have all the answers.
And go across departments, too.
That's right.
Don't just ask your team.
That's right.
People that are going to think differently than you or see it from a different perspective. For sure, that would give us more intel.
All right, Jennifer, how do folks find more about you and what you guys do?
Well, thank you, John. JenniferMackin.com, M-A-C-K-I-N, JenniferMackin.com. And you can find information on my book, my speaking, my organizations I lead, all right there.
Perfect. Jennifer, I always enjoy having you. It's a joy. Have a great week. We'll have you back again.
All right. I look forward to it.
Okay. Take care, Jennifer. I appreciate it. And by the way, folks, yes, I know we do a lot of business things on my show. And for a lot of you, maybe that's boring because you're no longer working or you're in an organization where maybe these things don't really matter. But my passion, you all know this, is to help other business owners succeed. And folks like Steve, and I really do have a passion for that. I bring folks like Jennifer on a regular basis just to give out some of those, you know, tips and tricks and ideas and things that you all that are listening that do have a business or are in business for yourself, or you work for somebody and you're in that leadership end of things. You can take these things and apply them right away and hopefully stay ahead of the pack in your industry. That's the whole idea. That's what we do. Enchanted Kitchens, by the way, is next. Speaking of which,
yes.
Steve, you actually are having a kitchen redone by them.
Right in the middle of it. Cabinets are in the garage ready to go in. And every time I come home, I have one of the boxes. I don't want to touch them too much.
Right.
But I walk by and I kind of feel them because they have this great feel.
Oh, nice.
And when you get a good paint job on a car.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of feel in these cabinets. It's so cool. I guess there's 7 layers of paint.
Awesome.
And then they...
Very cool.
All
right. So how has the whole experience gone with Enchanted?
It's been great.
Perfect.
It's been great. My wife and I are not very good decorators. So we don't know anything about that kind of, and we're not good at that. So we've leaned a lot on them. Like, so does this look good or does that look good? And then they don't want to tell us too much, but they kind of guide us very nicely. You know,
that's perfect.
And they don't say, "Oh, that's really ugly, Steve." But they'll say, "Oh,
that's
maybe
good.
Think
that's
of it differently."
That's exactly how it's supposed to be.
So we feel like we're making the decisions, because we don't want to have.
But they're helping a lot.
Oh, really a lot.
That's perfect.
And so it's been very good. It's been really pleasurable. And it's been fun, actually. I've enjoyed it.
All right. So if you want that same experience Steve is having, just go to Enchanted Kitchens. Find him at klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588.
You need to stand in your new kitchen to know what works. You have some ideas based on pictures you found online, but you've never actually seen, touched, or felt the counters and cabinets that will become part of your daily life. The Enchanted Kitchens design team built their experience center with you in mind, so you could feel at home, only better, giving you the chance to visualize your new kitchen ahead of time. I'm Marie Christine with Crawford Broadcasting, and I'm over 5'10". I spend a lot of time bending over my countertops at home. The first time I visited the award-winning showroom at Enchanted Kitchens, I stood next to a countertop that reached my waist. Suddenly, I could imagine standing up straight to cook. As a Rush to Reason listener, the design team at Enchanted Kitchens will meet with you for free in their experience center to help you solidify your vision of a kitchen design that works. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, by the way, Kurt Rogers, he would love to help you with all of your mortgage needs. Steve, by the way, knows Kurt very well. Kurt knows Steve very well. You won't find a nicer guy to help you with whatever your mortgage needs are. Am I right, Steve?
Yes, very helpful.
Super guy. He's super helpful. Just tell him what you've got going on. He'll walk you through the rest of it. 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
The big game hunting season is upon us, and archery season is in full swing. Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. We'll bring you local outfitters, experts in archery, muzzle loading, and rifle hunting, and much more. Looking for a place to hunt pheasant and waterfowl? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560 at the 4:30 mark here. So just a few minutes down the road here. We got Mark Mix joining us, National Right to Work Committee. Mark's a great guy, by the way. He's been on with us before. But Steve from Geno's is with us. And I don't have Steve on during the week much. You guys hear him on the weekends a lot. He's with me on Saturdays quite a bit. But we asked Steve to come hang out. And
yeah, thank you.
Take a little time off and enjoy.
It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be one of your sponsors, too.
Well, thank you.
I always want to tell you that. It's an honor to be a part of this.
Well, I appreciate you being a part. We really do. We mean that sincerely. I know you take a great, you know, you take great care of our listening audience, and we really appreciate it. So anything new at Geno's? Just getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, just getting ready for Thanksgiving. Just plugging away. Everything seems
okay, so next week will be typically, I know this just from experience for all of you listening, typically next week and those 2 days as you head into Thanksgiving, not the full week, but typically next week and that Monday, Tuesday before Thanksgiving at most auto shops, at least always was for me, it's a busy week because people are thinking about getting out of town and they've maybe put a few things off or stuff comes up kind of last minute and our weather will dictate a few things as well. But I will tell you right now that there's still a lot of folks out there that are afraid to travel on an airplane,
yes,
which means there's going to be a lot of people driving for Thanksgiving. By the way, folks don't know this. Thanksgiving is a bigger holiday for people going home than Christmas is.
Yes.
And most don't know that. And I think just because the way it falls, you get Thursday and then typically Friday is taken off. And so it's a nice big 4-day weekend. So my point is this. If you've thought about getting anything done to your vehicle, I would suggest highly that you get in, get your appointment, and get done next week because that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of Thanksgiving is a really tough week to get things done. Am I right?
And yeah, and the way things, with parts deliveries and stuff too, are we all, you know, some things are not available.
Right.
So if we need, find something that pops up and So those are all important.
I warned a lot of folks on Drive Radio, our clients, Steve being one of them, and even the clients I coach, that, hey, as we go through COVID and the longer this goes on and drags on, the harder it's going to get certain parts for certain vehicles. And guess what? I turned out to be correct.
Sure, especially from the Asian countries. You know, I'm not, you know, but, you know,
no,
the shipping lines are not working as well and not as fast.
Well, and you've even got situations in warehouses where the warehouse staff is down, and so they're not able to pick parts as quickly as they once would and things along those lines. So it's not necessarily that there's a parts, quote-unquote, parts supply shortage. It's getting that part to you shortage. Am I saying that right?
In my hands.
Yeah, the manufacturing is fine. It's getting it into the hands of the person installing it. Is where some of that it tends to be an issue,
and they're doing a little bit more. Dealerships now are doing more of a warehouse in town, so the dealership doesn't remember the old days. They stocked. Yep. Well, you remember the better than I do, but they stocked everything, and now it's okay. We'll get it for you tomorrow. So the normal repair that you think we'd have done today is now tomorrow.
Now it's 2 days.
2 days.
So again, folks, what I'm trying to get at is make sure you're planning ahead a little bit. A lot of you are going to want to go out of town over the holiday, over the Thanksgiving holiday. And I don't think some of you are realizing that it's a week after next.
Yeah, it comes quick, doesn't it?
Next week is our last full week before Thanksgiving week itself. So again, vehicle repair-wise and so on, I would tell you next week's the week to get in and get things done.
And we always close the Friday after.
Yeah, most do.
I don't know if you ever did that.
We didn't always do that. You know, given the fact I did accessories and all the other things we did, we sort of had this quasi where usually our front showroom was open, shop, you know, wasn't as much. You know, we do a few things here and there, but we, you know, kind of did a skeleton crew, and we were still open, but not fully.
Yeah, it was a weird day.
It is a very weird day. Now, this year is going to be really weird because Black Friday is not going to be as big as it was prior.
Yeah. You know, in fact, I bought a new TV the other day, and it was already
on Black Friday.
Black Friday. So the retailers, Best Buy,
right?
You know, they were doing their Black Friday stuff now.
Got it.
So gotcha. It's interesting how this Christmas is going to work out and how those holidays are going to work out with the purchasing like that.
It's going to be different.
So.
Definitely different. All right. So anyway, Steve Horvath from Genos, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. I will talk a little bit today when we get time. We just talked about Thanksgiving and getting ready and all that. There's some CDC guidelines and things coming around for Thanksgiving, which I think most are going to ignore. But if we get a chance during the program today, we'll talk about some of those things. Again, Mark Mix is going to join us here in just a minute or two, so don't go anywhere. Purifoy Chevrolet is coming up next. Don't forget, we just talked to Bob from Purifoy just a few minutes ago here, top of the last hour, and they've got some great deals at Purifoy. And whether you're looking to buy a new HD truck, whether it's a used car you're looking to buy, there's some great deals on Equinox Silverado, which Steve drives a Silverado. So, hey, no matter what it is, they've got you taken care of. And don't forget, they've got a great deal on a 2019 F-150. I know it's not a Chevrolet. It's a Ford F-150 XLT. It's 32.9 white with 55,000 miles, which Steve and I both can attest. Great vehicle, by the way. Whether you're a Ford guy, Chevy guy, doesn't matter. Still a great vehicle. So if you want to buy a great used truck, they're the place to go. PurifoyChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith. He was just on with us, by the way, earlier this week. And if you need any help when it comes to retirement, how to get there, how to stay there, when do you take Social Security, all those questions, which, frankly, I'm not qualified to answer, but Al is. Ask Al today. Go to klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan.
As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
How about the Portland politician pushing to defund the police, claiming that most emergency calls aren't for real crimes? You ready for this? She called 911. This moron was mad that the Lyft driver had his window open.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Charlie will get Mark Mix on with us. And by the way, Steve and I were just talking about Social Security, and honestly, folks, I don't have the foggiest idea because I'm not close to that yet, so I haven't really even thought much about that, but there's a chart on the Social Security website that actually tells you that when you were born, where your full retirement age is and what you can start doing when it comes to Social Security. So if you're 1960 or later, which I am, it's full retirement age is 67.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you know I received Social Security already?
You do?
I did. Yeah, I did. When my dad passed.
Ah,
so you get your, you inherit from your parents.
I did not know that.
So I got Social Security till I was 18.
How old were you when your dad died?
10.
Okay, so you
I got
received
it for
that when
eight
you
or
were
nine
young.
Years. Yeah.
God.
So,
what did he die from, if I can ask?
Oh, he had cancer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, sorry.
You were 10.
I was 10. Yeah, he was 43.
Wow, he was 43.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Had an auto shop. Sold his auto shop, and so.
Unbelievable.
He did actually pretty good for himself. So,
okay.
I mean, you know.
Well, good for him.
That's how things go.
Yeah. No, it is. Mark Mix joining us now, National Right to Work Committee. Mark, welcome back to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
Well, John, I'm doing okay. Things are unsettled back here in Washington, but I guess they're unsettled across the country.
They're unsettled everywhere. I've got one of my sponsors with me, Steve Horvath from Geno's Auto Services, with me today, just so you know. And no, you're right. Even here in Colorado, we are not just unsettled on the election side, Mark. We're unsettled even on the COVID thing. We've got, you know, counties that are raising their level of awareness, and things are getting locked down tighter now. And yeah, it's not great anywhere right now when it comes to the unknowns.
Yeah, indeed. And obviously, the longer it goes on, the more difficult it gets to plan for it and prepare for it. And it's nice that you have a Steve on the side. Maybe he can give us some advice. He's a small business guy. He solves problems all the time.
Yeah,
right?
He does.
I'm always putting out fires.
Yeah, you are. You're the fireman. That's exactly how it is. No, but you bring up a great point, Mark, is we don't really know what the full outcome is yet. It looks more leaning towards, you know, a Joe Biden presidency, but you know what? I say that on one day, then I'll look at things the next and think, you know, man, I was totally wrong yesterday. It looks like it might be a Trump deal. Trump has a big uphill battle, but boy, if some of these stories that we're hearing actually come to fruition, and some of this voter vote integrity issues come to light, it's anybody's game at this point, Mark.
Yeah, John. I mean, you can't read the affidavits and the reports from, you know, from Arizona and from Pennsylvania and just think about how the election process is, no one's really confident in it. And that's really one of the core platforms of a constitutional republic. And if we can't trust the election system, we're in bigger trouble than we think.
Well, but, you know, and a lot of what goes on there, you know, let's face it, and see if there's a correlation here, and bear with me here, but, you know, you're on sort of that union side, and what are the unions doing, and how do they, you know, basically coerce people to get into unions and so on and so forth. And, Mark, I look at some of the similarities between what happens inside of unions and the voting that goes on there to what we just went through as a country with an election, and no offense, Mark, but it's sort of eerily similar.
Well, indeed, and that's one of the primary responsibilities in our mission is protect workers' rights in those situations. We've been in situations where those elections have been suspect, and, you know, it's one of the big prongs of the Biden-Harris labor policy is to eliminate the secret ballot election, to allow for what they call card check, John, which is I show up, myself and a couple of my friends show up at your house at 10 o'clock at night, and we ask you to sign a card. you say, I don't want to sign the card. You say, we say, you need to sign the card. Next thing you know, you just voted for the union by signing the card without the confidence of a secret ballot. That's what part of the labor policy of the Biden-Harris team.
You are spot on. And again, I don't want to just, you know, outright say the same thing is happening in our regular voting when it comes to elections and presidential voting and, you know, whether it's propositions or amendments or things like that in each state. But I tell you what, Mark, if we don't, this is just my view, if we don't tighten things up, and I've said this all the way through this election aftermath, and I'll continue to say it, the way we're behaving right now as a country, we act like a banana republic. It's ridiculous that we've got to be going through the things that we're doing right now, Mark, and that we've got even some of these irregularities and even the premise of an irregularity happening. We should not have that as a country, you know, a first world country like the United States of America should not be happening.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we will get through this. The country's been through difficult times before. We'll get through it.
We will.
You're right. Someone needs to take a look at it and look at it in a very, very, very specific way about how we protect the integrity of how we pass power in this country. I mean, it's a unique experiment. We are exceptional in that sense. Not that we're better than anybody else, but we have a form of government that is designed to protect the interests of the individual. And, boy, when that starts to break down, it does get very interesting. And unfortunately, we're right there right now. And until we get to this December 6th, I think December 15th, whatever the dates are for the Electoral College to get together, hopefully things will be decided then. Otherwise, John, it's going to get really interesting.
It really is. But, you know, I liken this back to what you talked about a moment ago when it comes to labor unions and the things that they're trying to do to, you know, literally coerce or force people into unions. And if we allow that to continue, and then that filters into what we do on a national election basis, Mark, the republic is gone. We're done. Stick a fork in it.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, these are difficult times. But I will say this, you know, it's like Steve. Steve runs a business, and he put every day he's told what the rules are. And if the rules stay the same, Steve will do just fine. It's when we change the rules so dramatically all the
right.
time, and that's what the labor policy of Biden Harris is all about. They're literally going to change the entire labor policy in the country. We're going to go from a country that allows states to pass right-to-work laws, which protect workers' rights to join or financially support a labor union, but also won't contemplate them being fired if they don't, to a federal policy that says you can't have a right-to-work law. You have to have card check unionization. You have to negotiate a contract with the union within 90 days if they're certified as the bargaining agent for your employees.
That's right.
You know, Steve's world gets
wow.
turned upside down.
Yeah. Thank you, Mark. I was gonna move that into Steve's world, because right now in the automotive world, there's not many unions when it comes to auto technicians. Although, if things continue down the path that you're talking, you know, Steve could very easily force a day to where his guys are unionized.
Wow.
Well,
that's
right.
Scary.
And even I mean, Steve can do a tremendous job in helping his employees, and his employees may not even ask for a union, but if, let's say, for example, they use what's called salting, where they hire a union employee to come into Steve's shop. He's the one who starts to foment kind of unrest and raise issues, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, you have a union certification campaign that is now going to be by card check. And then once that card check is certified, if they get the requisite number of votes, Steve must sit down with a third party, not one of his employees, but a union official, and negotiate a contract
right.
that if he doesn't get it done in 90 days, the federal government, get this, John, the federal government under a Biden-Harris labor policy will come in and impose a contract on Steve's business and his employees.
That's right. And by the way, folks, you all think that I'm crazy because we're thinking, oh, it's just Steve. He's got 4, 5, 6 employees, whatever the case may be. But Mark, bear with me here. If that labor union went across the state of Colorado when it comes to auto technicians, and they got plants all across the state in a lot of prominent shops, guess what? The whole state in the automotive world is now unionized, not just Steve's shop, correct?
Yeah, that's interesting. You bring up a very interesting academic point in some of the things that have been talked about now that the Biden and Harris are getting closer to occupying the White House, and that is what they call sectorial bargaining. And what this means is you bargain for a union over a sector of the industry. Like,
right.
for example, the automotive industry used to do it, where they had a pattern agreement. John, I don't know if you remember, but they used to pick one auto company, and they would negotiate a contract, and the other two would kind of agree.
That's right.
It happened in the tractor business and a lot of the machinery business. It finally got broken, and now the UAW is, you know, 11 of their top executives are either in jail or pled guilty to racketeering and extortion. So that system's breaking down, but they're looking to beat the clock because Joe Biden looks like he would, you know, he got endorsed by the UAW. They are consulting with him about who should the labor secretary be and who should be on the LRB, the National Labor Relations Board. And unfortunately, the thing that bothers me the most is that most of this stuff goes away when you have an administration turn, and we forget about the corruption and the extortion and the racketeering that's going on in the labor movement, and it will get brushed aside probably if Biden and Harris make it to the White House.
That's right. Exactly. And again, I'm not trying to scare anybody, Mark. I'm just trying to bring the reality of a situation that could easily come if Joe Biden and Harris end up being the actual president, vice president, things that could come down the road. And in a lot of cases, these things get sort of, how should I say it, Mark? It's not really front and center. You're not going to see this in the national news media or even in a local news media. This stuff just sort of happens by osmosis. And before you know it, Steve's guys are in a labor union.
Yeah, that's right. And none of this stuff that we're talking about is a fabrication. You go to Joe Biden's website and you look at his labor policy. Bernie Sanders helped him put it together. It's right there. All of these things we've talked about are all right there. They may not describe them the same way you and I do, but the implication and the impact of those policies are what we're speaking about right now.
That's right. That's exactly right. So again, folks, I'm not trying to scare anybody, not trying to scare Steve, just giving you all the reality of what could happen under a Biden-Harris administration and to be aware of it and then try to do everything possible to fight that off if, in fact, that does come. But, Mark, let's face it. When you're a little guy like Steve and something like this were to come along, you're not going to fight it.
You can't.
It'll be hard, that's
yeah,
for sure.
You
It'll
can't.
Be hard and a lot of, yeah.
I'm not going to sleep well tonight now. No,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry you came on today, Steve. You should have stayed home and listened from the comfort of your own home. The good news is there's still a fight. Georgia Senate seats are really where the action is right now. If those seats hold, the Republicans maintain control, and I'm not partisan, John, I'm not. We have more trouble with Republicans than we do with Democrats most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because if those two seats hold in Georgia, then anything that they would try to do in Senate could probably be blocked, and most certainly would on the most radical parts of the policies we're talking about. But if those seats in Georgia both go the other way, then Kamala Harris breaks the tie in the Senate, and they've already talked about them ending the filibuster in the Senate, which is the extended debate, which has been the way that most of the most outrageous pieces of legislation get stopped. They have to have supermajorities or 60 votes to get something passed in the Senate that's really outrageous. They want to strike that down and have just the Senate be a majoritarian body like the House. That's not what our founding fathers intended. The whole separation of powers is predicated on the fact that there are places where the passions of America cool. And right now, the Senate's one of those places. But Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris and Joe Biden have other designs on changing this radically and really changing the way our government operates.
That's right. Mark, it's always a great joy having you. You bring us a lot of information. Yeah, I'm not trying to scare anybody today, but just given a realistic view of what could happen down the road and, you know, things that you need to be prepared for in case that happens.
Yeah. Indeed. Thanks, John, for the opportunity. Thanks, Steve, for helping out and making all this
Thank
stuff
you.
Possible.
Appreciate it, Mark. Thank you very much. Mark Mix, again, National Right to Work Committee. And just Google him. You can find him there. And by the way, there's a way for you can even donate and help out what they do in regards to how this works on the worker end of things. American National Insurance, by the way, is up next. Paul Leuenberger, my insurance agent, would love to help you review your policy, make sure that you're properly insured. It's easy. One call does it all. 303-662-0789.
Your home insurance should include the stuff inside your house, too. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance, remains one of very few agents who will sit down with you and ask specific, detailed questions, making sure that in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. After a fire, you won't only need a new place to live, you'll also need to replace your gun collection and your jewelry. In those situations, you don't want to work with an agent you found online. You want to talk to someone who knows you, someone who will take the initiative to call and see how you're doing. Even in less disastrous situations, such as accidentally dropping your wedding ring down the sink, the proper coverage with Paul will make you financially whole. Paul Leuenberger can't relieve the emotional loss of a family heirloom, but he will make sure that you can replace your possessions at their full financial value. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Stream Auto Repair, well, they will help you out in the, of course, they're in the Parker, so the southeast end of town. Steve's over on the southwest end of town. But anything you need when it comes to your vehicle, bumper-to-bumper service, they'll take care of you. They've been a great supporter of not only Rush to Reason, but Drive Radio for years. Cooper Tires at cost, by the way. So they'll take care of you. Large shop, 18 bays. They'd love to service you. And again, as I talked earlier, if you want something done before Thanksgiving, get in and get it done now. KLZradio.com or call them at 303-841-1071.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
We stand on the shoulders of giants. As Veterans Day week comes to a close, it's important to reflect on the lives of those who did, were, and are willing to give their last full measure of devotion so that you and I can live freely. Kim Munson here. Friday, we have an amazing show for you. Our guest is 98-year-old Major General John Ron. General Ron was with the 5th Ranger Battalion, 1st Wave, on Omaha Beach, D-Day, 1944. Don't miss it this Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., and again, 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. One thing we haven't talked a lot about, and I've got some time now to squeeze in, myself, Steve Horvath, Geno's Auto Service with me. And one thing that I do want to talk about is this Thanksgiving and the CDC and their tips for Thanksgiving. And you're even going to hear some things come from the state of Colorado, from Governor Polis when it comes to, you know, Thanksgiving and those things. I call him Kevin Polis, and you guys all know why I call him that. Point being, I don't see a lot of people abiding by the things that they're going to talk about doing for Thanksgiving. I could be completely wrong. Maybe folks will. We had Greg Bloom from Barber's Foods on yesterday where he was claiming turkey numbers and the sales of them are higher this year than typical because more people are doing smaller gatherings versus, you know, people coming together for the big gatherings. But there are tips. I'm not going to go through all of these, but, you know, there's a few. Wash your hands. Okay, that's kind of a given. Okay?
Been there, done that.
Yeah, if you want to stay healthy, then, yeah, wash your hands. The other thing, though, they're wanting people to do is wear the cloth mask when you're around all of your people and family. Now, maybe there'll be a few out there that do that, but don't see that one going very far.
No. I went and saw my mother last night, who's 80-some, and I don't wear a mask with her.
You just went and saw her?
Just went and saw her. So,
good for you, yeah. By the way. She needs that.
Oh, you know.
She probably enjoyed that.
Oh, her favorite thing is cook me a meal. So it's those things.
That's fabulous.
And that's what we miss so much, you know.
Yeah.
And that's tough.
And, you know, that's a thing we haven't talked a lot about is the elderly individuals that are somewhat isolated, and some have been very isolated through this. If they're in nursing homes and places where they've not allowed visitors and so on, it's awful.
Oh.
Shouldn't be that way.
Yeah.
So does she live by herself or
mm-hmm.
not?
Okay, lives by herself. Perfect.
So it's not in a nursing home. So you can go see her and visit and do all that.
Yeah. I took her new TV.
Perfect. Oh, that's where the TV went. Ah, gotcha. The Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
Took her new TV.
Right on.
So,
good for you.
Yeah, good stuff.
And she doing well and all that?
Oh, yeah. Very healthy. You know, she's got the usual stuff. The, you know, diabetes and walks with a cane and stuff. But those are all things.
But doing well.
Doing well.
Good for her. All right. So they want you to wear a cloth mask when you're around, folks. They want you to limit the size of the gathering as well, by the way. You're going to hear different things coming from Colorado, by the way, on how you do this. They also, I don't know how this works in Colorado, they want you to host outdoor activities versus indoor activities.
You're going to have a picnic?
Well, I guess if we have one of our great, beautiful Thanksgiving, you know, Colorado days where it's 70 degrees, possibly you could do that. But if it's a regular Thanksgiving where it's in the 40s like it is today, I don't think you're eating outside.
Yeah, it's nice to sit on the couch afterwards. And yeah, sit in the park.
Have a nap from that, you know. What's that stuff in the turkey called, Charlie, that makes you sleep?
Tryptophan.
Tryptophan, am I saying it right? Yeah, it makes you want to fall asleep after you have it. That's what people do after Thanksgiving dinner. They go and they have a little nap. You're not going to do that outside.
No.
They want you to limit guests to just people in the local area, so don't bring in guests from other parts of the country. But again, folks, I just don't see this happening. They want you to limit the total number of guests, period. And then, of course, they want you to, as I said earlier, to wear masks and hand sanitizer and so on. And they want you to strictly avoid contact with people outside of your household for 14 days before the gathering. So that means Charlie and I, because we're now gathered with Steve, and we come around the station and we have lots of people we interact with because we have people coming and going. What they want me to now do is not do any of that, which I'm already outside of my window for doing so, because today would be 2 weeks from Thanksgiving. I'm actually into my 14 days now. They want us to not do any of what we're doing now prior to Thanksgiving.
Wow. That is...
It's not happening, folks.
It's not possible.
No, it's not happening. It'd be you. So what, are you going to not go to the shop for 14 days prior to Thanksgiving and wait on people?
Yeah, and I have no kitchen. I can't cook a turkey.
So you've got no choice. So where are you going for Thanksgiving?
My mother's.
Your mom's. Right. So what they want you to do is not have any access or any not access. They don't want you to have any interaction, is what I meant to say, with anybody outside of your immediate family 14 days prior to Thanksgiving. Yes. Folks, these are impossible requests for most people. Yeah, Charlie says you're going to go crazy. Yeah. Okay, here's the other thing. Wash your hands with soap and water. We get that one. Instead of potluck, encourage everyone to have their own drinks and food. So instead of having a family where everybody brings things together, which, by the way, that's what I'm doing, I'm going to have other parts of the family bring different things to Thanksgiving dinner. They don't want you doing that. So they would want you to bring all of your own little meal and eat your own little meal and not eat everybody else's stuff. So like green bean casserole that, in my case, my sister is going to be bringing, they don't want me eating what she's bringing because I didn't participate in the making of it.
That's the best part of it.
Thank you, Steve.
You know, my wife makes a great salad. My sister does.
Yes, thank you.
That's the best part.
They want you to limit people around the food preparation area. Again, we talk enchanted kitchens and what happens in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Where you hang out.
Everybody's in there. That's why I'm doing
that. That's why you're doing that, because that's the place to hang out. Well, they want you to limit that. They want you to wear a mask while preparing food and serving others. I'm not doing that, folks, by the way. By the way, when I leave this, just as a side note, for all of you that maybe know me a little bit, I wear this bloody mask to get in here because it's station policy. I wear this to get in. Mm-hmm. I don't wear it out because it's past 6 o'clock. There's no one around. I don't wear this thing out of the building, and I sure as heck don't wear this thing in the car on my way home.
Have you seen that? People wearing it
in
the car?
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
Because they're stupid as...
that one surprises me.
They're dumb as a rock. That's all I can say. So, yeah, I'm not wearing this thing anywhere, any way, any shape, any form, unless I absolutely have to, because I'm an anti-mask guy, so I'm not doing it. All right, let's do this real quick. Jeff from Weld County is calling in. Let's go to a good shop. They're our collision center that now has joined us here, and we really appreciate all that they do. If you've got any problem with your car, you need any kind of collision work done, it is our place to go. There's two locations, shops in North Glen, two of them, and one in Commerce City. 720-541-7697 or find them at klzradio.com.
All you're looking for is a good shop. You've already been through the extremely unpleasant experience of a collision. Now you're dreading the process of repairing the damage to your vehicle. You just want someone professional and polite who will answer your phone calls and tell you what's going on. It doesn't seem like too much to ask, but somehow it's so hard to find. Well, we at KLZ found a good shop. Al Sturm and his team explain all of the costs, so you know what you're paying for. They help you with your insurance claim. They handle all of your auto body work in-house, so you get your vehicle back faster, and a real person answers the phone every time. Best of all, they'll get your vehicle looking great back to pre-loss condition. Al and his team run a good shop, and that's exactly what you're looking for. Find them now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jeff in Weld County, what's going on, sir?
Oh, not a whole lot, John. How are you doing
today? I'm doing good. Thanks for calling, sir.
Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Actually, my question tonight is for Steve, John.
Perfect.
Listen to you guys talking about Steve, and I've wondered this a few times listening to you on the radio on Saturday, Steve. Are you any relation or got any kin to the Horvats down around Carter Springs and in El Paso County?
No, I don't. I my parents immigrated here in 56, so I only have my brother and his sons that are Horvaths, everybody else.
Okay.
So all my people are back in the country.
I was just always curious. There was an old Horvath that worked for my dad forever and retired working for him and actually taught me the art of fly fishing when I was a young lad.
Awesome.
So I always wondered about that.
Actually, Steve, believe it or not, Jeff, and a lot of folks wouldn't know this until Steve just said so, but yeah, Steve is second generation from the old country.
Yep. Even my sister is really first generation. She was born there.
So immigrants, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that answered that.
Great story, by the way. So, Jeff, thank you.
You guys
no.
have a wonderful evening.
We'll do it. Thank you, Jeff, very much. We appreciate it. Yeah, no, Steve Horvath is, most people don't realize this. We probably should talk about this more. So it's a great, it's actually a great success story of how you immigrate to this country properly and then make a great living for yourself, and away you go.
Yeah. And you know
and
what?
Not rely off the system.
And you know what Congress did? Congress said there's a bunch of Hungarians that need to come out. We need to let more people in.
Okay.
So they took the bull by the horns instead of, you know, just letting people come in. I mean, I don't really mind people coming. I think it's great.
Right. Do it the right way.
But do it the right way.
You guys did.
Yeah. And I don't see why they can't, our government can't do that.
They fully agree with you.
Take the bull by the horns. We have people that want to come here. They need to come here. We need them, whatever the.
Figure it out.
Yeah, figure it out.
I fully agree.
Why we pay you.
Well said. All right, we'll come right back. Folks, don't go anywhere. Myself, Steve Horvath from Gino's Auto Service. We'll be right back. Hour number three is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.